Hello, I'm Prophet Russ with Father's Heart Ministry, and this is the Daily Intercessor's Update for September 3, 2026. The 19th century evangelist D.L. Moody once remarked, "Every great movement of God can be traced to a kneeling figure." When we observe rising military confrontations, geopolitical shifts, and sudden crises across the globe, we do not react with human fear. We stand boldly in our spiritual office as watchmen on the wall, bringing today's real-world developments before the throne of God to decree His wisdom, divine protection, and kingdom alignment over our nation and the earth. Our top story today centers on direct military escalation in West Asia and the Persian Gulf. World News Group and the Straits Times report that United States forces and Iranian military units engaged in their heaviest direct exchange of fire since July, with American airstrikes targeting radar systems, coastal air defenses, and mine-laying capabilities along the Strait of Hormuz after Iranian forces fired upon American military installations and commercial transit corridors across the region. For our prayer, we petition the Lord for His sovereign shield of divine protection over all American military personnel, naval crews, and allied forces stationed throughout the Persian Gulf. We pray for supernatural wisdom, precision, and moral clarity for our Commander-in-Chief, Pentagon leadership, and field commanders, asking God to safeguard commercial sea lanes, thwart hostile ambush schemes, and preserve innocent civilian lives from widening regional conflict. For our warfare declaration, we stand in kingdom authority against the spirits of maritime terror, ballistic missile aggression, and regional war in the Middle East. We decree that every hostile launch platform, covert mine-laying operation, and ambush conspiracy is exposed and completely broken by the power of God, declaring His peace, order, and stability over the waters of West Asia. Second, global energy diplomacy and economic alignment took a major step forward in South America, as World News Group and the Straits Times report that United States Energy Secretary Chris Wright joined international energy producers, including Chevron and Italy's Eni, in Caracas to formalize sweeping contracts and project expansions aimed at significantly boosting oil exploration and production under new trade agreements. For our prayer, we lift up our national economic leaders, energy planners, industrial engineers, and hardworking consumer families. We ask the Lord for divine wisdom, integrity, and righteous stewardship to govern international resource agreements, petitioning God to protect domestic energy independence, stabilize household fuel costs, and shield our markets from global volatility. For our warfare declaration, we break the assignment of economic manipulation, resource greed, and financial extortion over the energy sector. We decree that godly wisdom and righteous accountability guide international trade agreements, speaking abundance, stability, and supernatural provision over our nation's economic foundations. Third, the humanitarian crisis in the Himalayas has deepened to historic proportions as the Indian Express reports that the official death toll from catastrophic glacial flooding across Nepal and Tibet has officially crossed 1,000, with disaster management authorities reporting that nearly 4,000 people remain missing, including hundreds of foreign nationals, hydropower workers, and security personnel. For our prayer, we cry out to the Lord for His miraculous mercy, preservation, and rescue over every individual trapped in mudslides and flooded hydropower tunnels. We pray for supernatural endurance, accuracy, and physical safety for multinational search and rescue crews and military engineers navigating perilous mountain terrain, asking God to bring comfort to grieving families and swift humanitarian relief to isolated valleys. For our warfare declaration, we take authority over the spirits of atmospheric destruction, sudden peril, and physical devastation across South Asia. We command receiving waters to uncover survivors, decreeing supernatural rescue, divine protection, and life over all who are waiting for deliverance. Fourth, European security and civil aviation defenses are on heightened alert as the Straits Times and World News Group report that the United Nations Civil Aviation Agency issued an urgent warning to safeguard international civilian flights amid escalating drone operations and electronic warfare, following German accusations regarding attempted sabotage operations on German soil and ongoing Russian strikes against logistics hubs near Kyiv. For our prayer, we ask the Lord to place His hedge of protection around international air travel, commercial flight crews, and civilian passengers across global air corridors. We pray for divine discernment, technical vigilance, and wisdom for air defense monitors and intelligence services, petitioning God to expose covert sabotage, protect innocent civilians, and halt the spread of warfare. For our warfare declaration, we stand against the spirits of airborne terror, electronic navigation sabotage, and covert hostility against civilian transport. We decree that every plot of sabotage and every weapon formed against commercial skies is brought to total exposure and defeat by the power of Almighty God. Fifth, international public health authorities and medical responders are facing a severe biological crisis as World News Group reports that the regional Ebola outbreak in Central Africa has now claimed more than 3,000 lives, placing extreme pressure on international health networks and frontline medical workers working to contain the spread. For our prayer, we petition the Lord for His supernatural hedge of protection around medical missionaries, frontline doctors, healthcare workers, and vulnerable communities across the affected regions. We pray for divine wisdom and medical breakthroughs for treatment teams, asking God to release healing virtue, contain the spread of disease, and comfort suffering families. For our warfare declaration, we take authority in the name of Jesus over the spirits of pestilence, biological contagion, and premature death. We speak containment and healing over the affected regions, decreeing that the plague is stayed and that the healing power of Christ breaks every assignment of infirmity. That's our intercessor's update for today. I'm Russ Walden. Be sure to visit Father's Heart Ministry at fathersheartministry.net to access our prophetic resources, read the daily prophetic word, or partner with the ministry. Let me know how these updates are helping your prayer time at russellwalden@gmail.com. Keep praying and keep standing strong.